This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so do this for me. Would you picture a video gamer in front of an Xbox or whatever playing their game of choice? The first thing you notice is probably not their innate sense of style and fashion. But maybe you ought to, because with the rise of esports and live stream gaming, so too has come live stream style. Luke Winkie wrote about it in the New York Times today. Luke, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Kai. I appreciate it.
So how did it come to be that gamers and e-sporters, if you will, are now worried about how they look?
You know, it's something that kind of took me by surprise as well. I mean, I've covered the industry for a long time, and I've seen kind of inklings of it, but it was really kind of last month where I was walking around an e-sports tournament in Poland, and I saw that all the kids that were there attending were all dressed in young, hip, kind of athleisure, kind of streetwear, and that's kind of what first made me kind of aware that there was some sort of sea change going on. If I could identify it to one thing, I would just say that gaming is sort of, it's become something that pretty much all young people do in a way where it used to be kind of an appendage of nerd culture.
And I think we have to talk about this platform Twitch too, right? Which is a live stream platform for esports that, I mean, it's huge.
Yeah, it's massive. You know, like I think we cite in the story that in January last year, Twitch, in terms of total concurrent viewership, peaked higher than a channel like CNN or MSNBC and stuff like that. There's a lot of young people tuning into Twitch, which, I mean, for the unaware, it's basically a platform where people stream video games, esports tournaments. Obviously, that's why I think a lot of companies are kind of taking notice and trying to invest into that community, considering how many young people are watching it right now.
As you said, it's the biggies, right? It's Champion, it's Adidas, it's Nike, and they're also going like high fashion as well, Balenciaga and Gucci.
Yeah. A lot of really kind of high fashion brands. There was a great story written by a friend of mine and a reporter, Nicole Carpenter, I think about a year ago, about an Overwatch League, how a lot of the people, Overwatch is a video game, and how a lot of the competitors in there were wearing $1,000 sneakers. It's really become, I guess the best comparison would be kind of the way the NBA has kind of changed in terms of its sort of take on style. You're really seeing kind of the same thing in esports right now.
Well, that's the other thing, right? As these tournaments become more lucrative, which is going to happen as esports becomes bigger, then it's just going to be a more attractive draw for these companies to want to get in on it and be seen and be on uniforms and all of that stuff.
Yeah, and I think, like, you know, it kind of even goes beyond fashion itself. Like, there was a quote from someone at Netflix a couple of months ago that said that their biggest competitor wasn't other sort of media streaming platforms. It was Twitch and Fortnite. It was kids tuning in to watch Twitch. And I think there's sort of this attitude in fashion, in pretty much any industry that, you know, caters to people tuning in or watching, that they need to kind of put their money into esports, into gaming right now, if they want to reach, you know, this sort of incoming sort of Gen Z demographic. And I think you're seeing that attitude pretty pervasive in a lot of different industries right now, and particularly the fashion industry.
Luke Winkie writing in the New York Times today about, well, the headline of the article is "The Rise of Live Streamer Style." Luke, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Guy. I appreciate it, man.